The Friend Magazine for February 2016.
Friends by Mail. Breakfast with a Friend. One day I went to my aunt's house. While we ate breakfast, we had the computer read us the stories from The Friend on LDS.org. It's fun to eat with a friend. Ethan B., age 6, South Carolina, USA.
Sunday Box. Our family decided to make a Sunday box for Family Fun Time, July 2015. We love decorating the box. Inside, we placed our markers, stamps, scripture figure cutouts, greeting cards, and idea cards. We have a great time. Karina and Charlotte A., ages 7 and 5, North Carolina, USA.
Mia's Testimony. I loved Mia's Testimony, June 2015. I haven't been able to bear my testimony in church yet, but it really helped me understand what a testimony is. Soon I will bear my testimony. Thank you. Charlie G., age 10, Missouri, USA.
Heavenly Father answers my prayers. I enjoy reading The Friend with my parents and brothers. I liked the story, Heavenly Father Answers My Prayers, July 2015. I feel good inside when I pray and talk to Heavenly Father. Cameron N., age 4, Nevada, USA.
Dear friends, children are courageous. If you wonder if that's true, turn to page 14. There you'll meet Isaac, Samuel, and Mela, siblings from Switzerland who show a lot of courage in living the gospel standards. How do you stand tall? Send us your footprint and your story. Love, The Friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of this month's Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency, prepared to share by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. I have a friend who prays every day to meet someone who is prepared to receive the gospel. He carries a copy of the Book of Mormon. One night before a short trip, he decided to carry a pass-along card instead. But in the morning, a spiritual impression, when the Holy Ghost tells you something, came. Take a Book of Mormon with you. He put one in his bag. A woman he knew sat next to him on the plane, and he wondered, is this the one I should share the gospel with? She rode with him again on the return trip. Now he thought, how should I talk to her about the gospel? But then she started asking him questions. She asked him about the Book of Mormon. He explained that it was Scripture, another witness of Jesus Christ, translated by the prophet Joseph Smith. She seemed interested, so he reached into his bag and said, I was impressed to bring this book with me. I think it is for you. She began to read it, and they parted. She said, you and I need to have more conversations about this. What my friend could not know, but that God knew, was that she was looking for a church to go to. God knew she had watched my friend and wondered about how his church made him so happy. God knew she would ask about the Book of Mormon, and he knew she would be willing to be taught by the missionaries. She was prepared. So was my friend. And you and I can be prepared too. Pray for a chance to meet the people who want something better in their lives. Pray to know what you should do to help them. Your prayers will be answered. You will meet people prepared by the Lord. Note, adapted from A Child and a Disciple, ensign May 2003. Go to friend.lds.org and click on One in a Million to hear how Lily from Hawaii and others have shared the gospel. I can talk to others about the gospel. You can make an I can. Take a clean can and fill it with questions others might ask about the gospel. With a friend or family member, take turns pulling a question out of the can and practicing how you could answer it. Above are a couple of example questions to get you started. Why do you go to church? Why don't you drink coffee? End of the article, From the First Presidency, Prepared to Share, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.
Marisol by Brittany Schetzelaar Rule, based on a true story. How could they play together if they didn't speak the same language? Ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Children's Songbook, page 136. Alice watched the new girl walk out on the playground all alone. She tried to remember what the teacher said her name was. Marisol. That was it. Alice's friend Cassie ran up beside her.
Hey, are you coming to play tag?
Cassie asked. Alice glanced at Marisol.
Cassie, should we invite the new girl to play with us?
Cassie whispered.
I don't know, but anyway, be quiet. She'll hear you talking about her.
No, she won't. Don't you remember when Miss Johnson introduced her? Marisol only speaks Spanish. Her family just moved here from Mexico.
How would we play with her if we can't even talk to her?
Cassie asked.
Come on, they probably started tag without us.
Alice didn't move.
Jesus would find a way to be kind if he were here,
she thought. She took a deep breath.
Marisol!
She called and ran over to join her. Marisol's face broke into a big grin. While they played tag, Alice, Cassie, and Marisol found out they could talk to each other using motions and facial expressions. Marisol also knew some English words like no, yes, go, and stop. Alice could tell Marisol was having fun because she laughed a lot when they played at recess and smiled whenever the girls tried to tell her something new. But Alice wanted to do more to show Marisol they were friends. She started praying about what she could do. One night, Alice remembered that her dad spoke Spanish. She ran downstairs and asked him how to say a few sentences. She practiced that night and the next morning until she could say the words perfectly. Alice waited until recess was almost over to say what she'd practiced.
Marisol, ¿quieres ser mi amiga?
Want to be my friend? She hoped she'd said it right. Marisol's face lit up in a big grin.
Sí, sí.
Yes. Alice smiled back at her new friend.
Muy bien,
she said.
Yo también.
Good, me too. Marisol clapped her hands.
Sí, muy bien.
She suddenly looked nervous.
Ahora yo,
she said. Now me.
New game?
Marisol asked with a shy smile. She pointed to herself, then pointed to Alice.
Sí, sí,
Alice said. For the last bit of recess, Marisol showed them a game she played in Mexico. It was kind of like hide and seek. Every day after that, Cassie, Alice, and Marisol played tag or games Marisol taught them. Marisol knew lots of fun games. But a few weeks later, Marisol didn't come to school.
She must be sick,
Cassie said. Marisol was gone the next 2 days. When the rest of the class left for recess, Alice and Cassie stayed behind to ask Mrs. Johnson where their friend was.
Oh, I forgot to announce it to the class. I'm sorry, girls, but Marisol moved. Her dad got a new job, and her family had to leave.
Alice sank down into a chair.
But she just got here.
Alice couldn't believe Marisol was gone. Cassie shook her head and looked like she might cry. Mrs. Johnson looked sad, too.
Marisol wasn't here for long, but you were her friends while she was here. That's what counts.
Cassie smiled a little bit.
I'll remember her for a long time. I hope she remembers us.
I'm sure she will, Mrs. Johnson said. Alice and Cassie left the classroom and walked out to the playground.
I'm glad we were friends with Marisol, even if she wasn't here very long,
Cassie said.
Yo también, Cassie,
Alice said. Me too. The author lives in Utah, USA.
Sidebar. In my class, I have a friend named Sebastian who only speaks Spanish. I noticed the teacher and classmates trying to talk to him, and he couldn't understand what they were saying. Since I speak English and Spanish, I knew I could tell him what they said so he wouldn't be sad. I have a good feeling inside when I help him. Aiden S., age 6, Florida, USA.
End of the story, Marisol, read by Shauna Thompson.
Family night fun. Here are some fun family home evening ideas from this month's magazine. What other ideas can you come up with? Culture Quest. Heavenly Father loves all His children, and there's a lot we can learn from each of them. Read Marisol on page 4. What did Alice and Cassie learn from their new friend Marisol? Watch 1 in a Million videos at children.lds.org to learn about primary children around the world. Invite a returned missionary or someone from another country or culture for family home evening. Ask them about where they served a mission or where they come from. Can you think of anyone from the scriptures who had to move to a new place? What could you learn from them? What helped them be okay with the change? Learn about countries your ancestors came from. Are there any temples there now? Try to find stories or music from those places. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. Cooking Adventure. Make a recipe from another country or culture, or make this apple halwa, a dessert from India. Be sure to get an adult's help. Makes 4 servings. 1/2 cup farina, or look for creamy wheat breakfast mix. 1 tablespoon oil. 1/4 cup raisins, optional. 1 1/2 cups hot water. 1/2 cup sugar. 1/2 cup applesauce. 1/2 teaspoon cardamom or cinnamon. 1. Heat the farina and oil in a pan on medium heat for about 2 minutes. If using raisins, add them and cook 2 more minutes. 2. Pour in the hot water and stir well. Keep stirring until the water is cooked in. 3. Stir in the sugar, applesauce, and cardamom. 4. Turn down the heat and cover the pan. Cook 2 minutes or until there's no extra liquid. Serve hot, warm, or cold. We're all different. People come in all different shapes and sizes and colors, and we are all children of God. Heavenly Father wants us to love everyone, those who are like us and those who aren't. If someone seems different, try talking to them anyway. Don't ignore them because they're different. Remember that how we treat people matters much more than how someone looks. Tasty treats. Try these for family home evening this month. Unroll refrigerated crescent rolls, spread with peanut butter or other nut spreads, and sprinkle with chocolate chips. Roll them up and follow the package instructions for baking. Mix refried beans, cheese, and salsa. Heat it up and use as a chip dip. Dip dried apricots into melted semi-sweet chocolate and sprinkle with sliced almonds. Cool before serving. More family home evening ideas. Here are some more family home evening ideas. Look for these pictures in the magazine to find the stories and articles they go with. Find the page numbers below. Idea 1. What makes you different and special? Read Savannah the Engineer and think about the talents and interests Heavenly Father has given you. Then turn the page for the activity, Celebrating You. Idea 2. How many stories can you find about prayer in this magazine? Hint: 1 is about swimming. Make a list of all the ways Heavenly Father has answered your family's prayers this week. Idea 3. Make the sacrament book on Happy Sabbath. Now, read Elder Nelson's answer about how we can make Sunday special. Make a family goal to do one thing to make next Sunday special. End of the article. End of the section. Family Night Fun. Read by Charlene Stewart.
Meet President Russell M. Nelson. As a boy, Russell's parents taught him that family should always come first. In the evenings, he would play games, read, or sing with his parents and siblings. He did many activities in school, including football. Years later, when he became a doctor, he operated on his high school football coach. When he was 22 years old, he finished medical school with high honors. He then worked hard to become an expert heart surgeon. He met his wife, Danzel White, while they were in a college play together. She was the lead singer, and she had a beautiful voice. They had 10 children together before she passed away. Later, he married Wendy Watson. Music is a big part of his life. Growing up, he sang in choirs, in musicals, and played the piano. Now he often plays the organ at meetings with the other general authorities. As a doctor, he has helped thousands of sick people, but he says the real power to heal is a gift from God. What is an apostle? When Jesus was on the earth, he called 12 men to be his special helpers. They were called apostles. He has called apostles to be his special helpers today. They testify of Jesus Christ to the whole world. President Nelson is an apostle. End of the article, Meet President Russell M. Nelson, read by Scott Moore.
The Trouble with Recess by Julian Tenney Doman, based on a true story. Why was the playground helper so grouchy? Jesus said, love everyone. Treat them kindly, too. Children's Songbook, page 61. Okay, Jason, Mom said as she tucked him into bed. You've been extra quiet tonight. Is anything wrong? Jason looked up at her.
It's about school. I just wish recess was different.
Have you made any new friends? Mom asked. Their family had just moved, and Jason was finally starting to feel comfortable in his new third grade class.
A few, but it's the playground helper. She's grouchy all the time, and some of the kids say mean things about her.
What do you think about that? Mom said.
Well, I don't think she's nice, but I also don't like it when the kids talk like that about her. It makes me feel bad inside, even when she doesn't hear them.
Jason, do you remember how the Holy Ghost speaks to you? That's right. He talks to you through feelings and thoughts. Jason loved the peaceful feeling of the Holy Ghost. But when the kids were mean to the playground helper, he didn't feel peaceful at all.
But the Holy Ghost makes me feel good.
Mom nodded. That's right. But he also tells us when something isn't right or when we need to fix something. When you feel bad or uncomfortable inside, it could be the Holy Ghost telling you that something is wrong and you need to do the right thing. She smoothed his hair. What do you think is the right thing to do?
Well, I know Jesus wants us to be kind to everyone,
Jason said thoughtfully.
I guess that means playground helpers too.
Yes, it does. We are all children of Heavenly Father, so we should treat everyone nicely.
Well, what can I do?
Jason said, frowning.
If she wasn't so grumpy, maybe everyone would be nicer to her.
We don't always know why people act a certain way. We don't know what's going on in her life. Maybe she's doing the best she can. Jason thought about when they had first moved here. Everything was so different from his old home. He had tried not to show it, but at first he had been scared and sad. Maybe the playground helper felt that way too.
But if I don't know why she's feeling bad, how can I help?
We don't always have to know what's wrong to cheer someone up, Mom said. Jason thought about what cheered him up.
I know. Can we make her some chocolate chip cookies?
Mom smiled. That's a great idea. Jason was getting excited.
And maybe we can make some extra cookies to give to the kids at recess, too. I could share cookies with everyone and talk about how we can brighten her day even more.
Even better. I am so proud of you, Jason. Jason smiled. He was glad he had the Holy Ghost to remind him how to treat others like Jesus would treat them. Recess was going to get a whole lot sweeter. The author lives in Colorado, USA. End of the article, The Trouble with Recess, by Julianne Tenney Doman. Based on a true story. Read by Kristen Hawkins,
Shauna Thompson, and Matthew Moore.
Fun stuff, hidden picture. A big part of the Chinese New Year holiday is when families gather for a reunion dinner on New Year's Eve. This family from Hong Kong is ready to start the fun. Can you find the hidden objects? A spoon, a window, a ball, a leaf, a bird, a candy, an egg, an apple, a tie, a broom, a pig, a monkey. Did you know Chinese New Year is on Monday, February 8th this year? It's the year of the monkey. End of Fun Stuff Hidden Picture. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Swimming Lessons, a true story written by you. By Hannah L., Alberta, Canada. When I was in grade 4, I changed schools. At the new school, things were okay until one day our gym teacher told us that we would be taking swimming lessons. But I had already taken swim lessons at my old school. So after class, I told the teacher that. "Oh, lucky you then," was her response. "No," I thought, "not lucky me, more like unlucky me." Ever since I was little, I had hated swimming lessons. I was terrified of them. So now that I had to take swim lessons twice in one school year, it seemed like the worst thing in the entire world. The night before swim lessons, after my mom tucked me in, I sat on my bed and asked Heavenly Father to help me somehow, because I really did not like swim lessons and I needed his help. The next day, I was really nervous as we went to the pool and got ready for swim lessons. As I sat on the pool deck, still cold from the showers, they began to call names and put kids in groups, depending on their swim level. As they called my name, I realized that I had been put in a group where the swim teacher was a lady who was in my ward. When the lessons were finally over, I found out that I had not passed the level I had been in. But this did not matter to me because I knew that Heavenly Father had helped put me in the group with that swim teacher in order to help me, and it had. Having that swim teacher there gave me strength. I know that having that swim teacher there was no accident. Heavenly Father knew my struggles and cared about me. I know that no matter who we are or where we are, Heavenly Father knows us. And if we need His help, all we have to do is ask and He will help us. End of the story, Swimming Lessons, read by Eden Reinwand.
Answers from an Apostle. How can I make Sunday a special day? From President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. God gave us this special day to rest from work and to grow closer to Him. Sunday is a great day to spend time with your family. We can be happier if we go to church and take the sacrament on Sunday. Make Sunday a delight by serving others, especially those who are sick or lonely. You show your love for the Lord by the things you choose to do on His day. From The Sabbath is a Delight, Ensign, May 2015, pages 129 through 132.
Friends Who Stand Tall, Sharing Standards, from an interview by Hillary Watkins Lemon.
Hi, my name is Isaac. I live in Geneva, Switzerland. When I grow up, I want to be a paleontologist or a veterinarian. I love running and playing with my dog, Happy. No to tea. Iced tea is very popular in Switzerland. At my birthday party, one of my friends asked me for a glass of iced tea. I told him that we didn't have any. He asked me why. I explained nicely that my family does not drink tea. My brother and sister and I are the only members of the church at our school. We have lots of nice friends, but some of them do not have the same standards. I have decided to always stand up for what I believe, even if it's not the popular thing to do. Serving my sister. My sister Mela has cerebral palsy. She uses a wheelchair and sometimes needs help sitting up or getting around the house. I like to help her. After school, my brother Samuel and I bring her outside the school to go home with our dad. A brave missionary. My sister isn't afraid to talk about what she believes. Mela is already planning her baptism and wants to invite her friends. A kind friend. My brother Samuel is a good example. Once a new boy named Max came to school. He spoke Korean and English, but not French. Samuel helped Max feel welcome and helped him learn French. Now they play together after school, and once Max came to church activity with us.
Isaac's tips for standing tall.
Obey your parents and the Savior. Go to activities at church. Go to church on Sundays and take the sacrament. Respect others.
Send your footprint. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your foot and send us your story and photo, along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39. Watch a video about why we keep commandments at friend.lds.org during February. End of the article, Friends Who Stand Tall, read by Maya Reinwan and Noah Strongin.
Happy Sabbath. Sacrament Thoughts. Do this activity with your family. The sacrament is a sacred time to sit quietly, think about how much Jesus loves us, and pray. Make this booklet to take to sacrament meeting to help you think about Jesus. Be sure to get an adult's help. Step 1. Fold and staple pieces of paper to make a booklet. Step 2. Copy the sentences to the right into your booklet. Leave space for pictures. Step 2. Copy the sentences to the right into your booklet. Leave space for pictures. Step 3. Find and cut out pictures to go with each sentence. You could look in old copies of The Friend or print pictures at medialibrary.lds.org or draw your own. Step 4. Glue the pictures into your booklet. Use the booklet to remember what you've learned about Jesus and the sacrament. Here are the sentences to copy into your booklet. During the sacrament, I think about Jesus. Before Jesus died, he taught his disciples to take the sacrament to remember him. After he was resurrected, Jesus taught the people in the Americas to take the sacrament too. The sacrament hymns are beautiful. Hymns number 169 through 196 are songs about the sacrament. What's your favorite sacrament song? I listen to the prayers blessing the bread and water. You can read the sacrament prayers in D&C, section 20, verse 77 and 79. Can you say them from memory? The sacrament helps me make and keep covenants. When we are baptized, we promise to follow Jesus Christ, and we are clean from sin. When we take the sacrament, we can be spiritually clean again, as if we were just baptized. End of the article, Sacrament Thoughts, read by Miles McClellan.
Bulletin Board. Temple Connection. The Bern, Switzerland Temple was dedicated by David O. McKay and rededicated by Gordon B. Hinckley. If your parents or grandparents are members of the church, ask them what they remember about President McKay or President Hinckley. Cyber Strong. I'll check with a trusted adult before downloading anything. I'll check with a trusted adult before downloading anything. Ask your family, did anything make you feel sad today? What helped you feel better? Play Schokoladenessen. Have you read pages 14 and 15 and met Isaac from Switzerland? Here's a Swiss game you can try. The name means chocolate eating. 1. Wrap a chocolate bar like a present and place it on a table along with a hat, mittens, scarf, knife, and fork. 2. Each player takes turns rolling a number cube. 3. If a player rolls a 6, they quickly put on the winter clothes and try to open and eat the chocolate with the knife and fork before someone else rolls a 6. 4. The person who eats the last piece of chocolate wins. Good food. God gives us good food. This is an eggplant. It can be eaten lots of ways, baked, steamed, and even barbecued. In Renaissance Italy, it was called a mala insana, or crazy apple. End of the article, Bulletin Board.
read by Charlene Stewart.
Testimony Treasure by Leonardo Rodriguez, based on a true story. And now I do know of myself, for the Lord God hath made them manifest unto me by his Holy Spirit. Alma chapter 5, verse 46. Sabrina watched as Mom walked to the door with their neighbors.
Thank you for this book,
the father said. He was holding a Book of Mormon.
Mom, why do you talk about the church to everyone?
Sabrina asked later while they washed dishes together.
It's because my testimony of the church is like a treasure. It makes me happy, and I want to share it with others so they can be happy too.
Sabrina pictured Mom's shiny necklace in her jewelry box.
What do you mean it's like a treasure?
Well, a testimony is very valuable. It's a gift from Heavenly Father that helps us know what's true.
How did you get it?
Sabrina wanted to know. Mom handed Sabrina a sparkling clean dish to dry.
I got it a little at a time. When I pray or read the scriptures, I feel peaceful and warm inside. It's like I'm adding to my testimony treasure.
Sabrina nodded slowly. Could she get a testimony treasure? On Sunday, Sabrina's primary teacher told a story about Jesus Christ. Sabrina listened closely. Sister Lopez said Jesus invited all the little children to come to him. He blessed and taught them. When Sabrina thought about Jesus, she started to feel warm in her heart. Sabrina hurried to find Mom after primary.
Mom, guess what?
She told Mom about the warm feeling.
That's beautiful. That feeling is when the Holy Ghost touches our hearts and lets us know the gospel is true.
Sabrina smiled up at Mom.
That's what happened. It made me happy inside.
The Holy Ghost had been so quiet that Sabrina knew she wouldn't have noticed him if she hadn't been reverent. Mom hugged her tight.
Now you're getting your own testimony treasure.
Sabrina hugged Mom back. She wanted to share her treasure with everyone, just like Mom did. But how could she do that? That night, Sabrina found a pass-along card with a picture of Jesus on the front. She tucked it in her backpack. The next day, when it was time for recess, Sabrina remembered the card. She pulled it out and went to find her friend Carla.
Here, Carla, this is for you.
Carla held the card close.
Thank you. I love pictures of Jesus.
Sabrina showed Carla the website on the back.
You can learn more about Jesus' church here. What church is that?
Carla asked.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Going to church and learning about Jesus makes me happy.
Carla put the card in her pocket.
I'll show this card to my mom.
A few weeks later, Carla ran up to Sabrina before class.
I have something to tell you,
she said. She had a big smile on her face. Sabrina was excited. What could it be? Carla smiled.
My family went to your church, and it was like you said. I felt happy there.
I knew you would feel the Holy Ghost,
Sabrina said.
And I think we're going to get baptized soon.
Sabrina jumped up and hugged Carla. Now they could share their testimony treasures together. The author lives in Amazonas, Brazil.
Sidebar by Elder Craig C. Christensen. Now is the time, and today is the day to learn for ourselves that the gospel is true. Elder Craig C. Christensen of the Presidency of the 70. I know these things of myself. Ensign, November 2014, page 52.
End of the article. Testimony Treasure by Leonardo Rodriguez. Read by Pat Murray.
My Family by David Dixon. My dad, he wears the weirdest clothes, like green and purple pants. He snores at night, and when he's glad, he does this goofy dance. My mom, she likes collecting pink flamingos for our yard. I think we're up to 80 now, and to find them all is hard. My little sister, for her birthday, got a tambourine,
and now she shakes it all morning, night, and always in between. My baby brother hides my stuff, then makes me go and look. Last month, it took me 7 days to find my favorite book. But then again, my baby brother can be fun. It's true. He's never lost a tickle contest, and he's not even two. And really, come to think of it, my sister's pretty great. She might be 2 years younger, but she taught me how to skate. And yes, though Mom and Dad do things I sometimes just don't get, they love me more than anything. They're my biggest heroes yet. You know, I think in families these differences are fun. Like flavors at an ice cream store, you need lots more than one. End of the poem, My Family, read by Maya Reinwand.
Fun stuff. Gifts of love. Fill in the blanks and make this card for someone you love. You can print more copies at friend.lds.org. Send a hug. When you're done with your card, you can send it with a hug. 1. Trace your hands and your arms on colored paper. 2. Cut them out and glue or tape the ends together. 3. Glue your card in the center and fold your hands over like a hug. Complete these sentences. One thing I love about you is... When I'm with you, I like to... 3 words that describe you are... You make me happy when... Fruit dip. Make this yummy dip to go with apples, bananas, or any other fruit. Be sure to get an adult's help. 1 cup heavy cream. 3/4 cup powdered sugar. 1 8-ounce, 227-gram package cream cheese, softened. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1. Beat the cream with an electric mixer until peaks form. Mix in half the powdered sugar. 2. In a separate bowl, mix together the cream cheese, vanilla, and the rest of the powdered sugar until smooth. 3. Stir the whipped cream into the cream cheese mix. Chill and serve with fruit. End of the article, Fun Stuff, Gifts of Love. Read by Dwayne Case.
Book of Mormon Hero. Enos prayed. Enos prayed about what was worrying him. He prayed for others, too. He even prayed for his enemies. How can you be like Enos this month?
Well, on family vacation, we got separated from my dad and little brother. It was getting dark. The rest of the family didn't know what to do. I told them we should pray. We said a prayer, and then we started to walk to some other stores. We looked up the street and saw my dad and my little brother. I was happy. I knew that God loved us and helped us find our dad. Oliver P., age 8, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
I can pray. Memorize Enos, chapter 1, verse 4. Write in your journal about a time when Heavenly Father answered your prayers. Watch chapter 11 of the Illustrated Book of Mormon Stories at children.lds.org. I challenge myself to. End of the article, Enos prayed. Read by Noah Strongen.
I can read the Book of Mormon. Sailing to the Promised Land. Nephi built a ship so his family could travel to the Promised Land. Read about their journey on pages F, J, 4 through 6. In the Promised Land, the righteous people were called Nephites. The wicked people were called Lamanites. In these chapters, we learn from Nephi's brother, Jacob, and Jacob's son, Enos. Look for another reading challenge next month. You can print more copies at friend.lds.org. End of the article. I can read the Book of Mormon. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.
Scriptures from the Old and New Worlds. When Nephi and his family traveled from Jerusalem, the Old World, to the Promised Land, the New World, they brought scriptures. They had the commandments and the teachings of many prophets. These were called the brass plates. In the Old World, these scriptures became part of the Bible. In the Promised Land, Nephi wrote down what his father taught, what happened to his family, what he learned from Heavenly Father, and what he learned from the brass plates. The things Nephi wrote became part of the Book of Mormon. End of Scriptures from the Old and New Worlds. Read by David Shaw.
Student of the Week by Lori Fuller, Church Magazines. Based on a true story. All weekend long, Justin kept worrying about his presentation. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Justin, next week is your turn to be student of the week,
Mrs. Mills announced. She handed him a paper explaining what he needed to do.
Can you make sure to bring your About Me poster on Monday?
Justin nodded and held the paper tight. Part of him felt excited. Being student of the week meant he could take Buddy, the teacher's stuffed toy rabbit, on an adventure and bring his mom to lunch on Friday. But part of him felt really nervous, too. He did not want to stand in front of the class. Whenever Mrs. Mills called on him, he looked down at his desk while he answered so no one would pay attention to him. But next week, he'd have to stand in front of the whole class and talk about himself. He'd even have to call on people and answer questions. Everyone would be looking right at him. That weekend was full of fun. Justin took Buddy on a sleepover at his cousin's house and drew a picture of them all together. Then he designed the About Me poster just right. He added a drawing of his favorite treat, brownies, and a map of places he'd visited, like California and Texas. And, of course, there was a picture of Justin's family. On Sunday, Justin even set up a stuffed animal primary for Buddy. But in the back of his mind, Justin kept worrying about talking to the class on Monday.
What should I say?
He wondered.
What if I can't talk when everyone is looking at me? What if I can't talk loud enough?
Finally, Monday morning came, and Justin said a prayer for help before heading to school with Buddy and his poster. When it was Justin's turn to speak, his stomach was doing flips. He took a deep breath and stood up.
Please help me do this,
he prayed as he walked to the front of the class.
Please help me be brave.
Justin told the class all about the favorite things on his poster. When it was time to answer questions, he made sure to call on both boys and girls. Before he knew it, it was time to sit down. Justin felt great about how he'd done. After school, Mom asked Justin how it had gone.
I was brave enough to talk a lot in class today. You know why? I prayed twice.
On Tuesday, Justin was supposed to bring a bag with something he loved inside. He walked to the front of the class and pulled out his favorite book about a snake who wanted to play ball with his friends. Then he flipped open the cover and cleared his throat. He read as loud as he could.
Sidebar. Feeling shy? Remember that you are a child of Heavenly Father. Pray for help. Smile, take a deep breath, and try to relax. Try new things. Think how you could help others. Don't give up. How to help when someone's shy. Include everyone, give sincere compliments, find out about what talents your friends have, listen without interrupting, let your shy friends speak for themselves. Don't force others into uncomfortable situations. Follow Jesus' example and treat people with love and respect. End of the story, Student of the Week. Read by Ethan Nelson, Shauna Thompson, Van Farnworth, and Charlene Stewart.
Show and tell. One day, I was in my room, and I looked at my picture of Jesus. I felt a warm feeling inside that Heavenly Father loves me. I also felt the Holy Ghost tell me that Jesus is real, and He loves me too. Ann M., age 5, Utah, USA.
Heavenly Father's Plan. Heavenly Father has a plan. It's very easy to understand. First he made the earth. Then he sent me here through birth. I grow and learn in my family. And if I choose the right happily, I can live with him again. For death is not the end. It really is simple, so you see, Heavenly Father really loves me. Katie A., age 10, Pennsylvania, USA.
When I lie down to sleep, I often feel scared. Whenever I feel that way at night, I try to think of Jesus. And then the Holy Ghost is with me. Then the scary thoughts go away. Yuru S., age 5, Virginia, USA.
We live on an island in the Dutch Caribbean, and we are the only members of the church there. My father baptized me in the Caribbean Sea. My great-grandparents, grandparents, branch president, and his wife, and two other people who are not members of our church attended. Jeffrey C., age 8, St. Eustatius, Caribbean, Netherlands.
I invited two friends to our church branch activity. It was an indoor fair. Even though only one of them came, I felt good about inviting them. I'm glad that I could be a missionary. Martha W., age 10, Pembrokeshire, Wales.
The Rockwood Second Born Primary, St. Louis Stake, Missouri, USA, made family banners. The children drew pictures and wrote what was important to their own family.
For state conference, the primary children in Sioux Falls Stake, South Dakota, USA, put on an art show. The theme was Tell Me the Stories of Jesus. It brought a special spirit to state conference.
Standing Tall Footprints. Here's how some of your friends at The Friend have pledged to stand tall. I will stand tall by unplugging from distractions and spending lots of time with my family. David D., writer. I will stand tall by not reading books that aren't good, even if they're popular. Lori F., copy editor. I will stand tall by thinking less about myself and more about how I can help people around me. Eric M., writer. I will stand tall by using my free time to do uplifting activities. Marissa W., editor. I will stand tall by not judging others. Mary Ellen V., volunteer. I will stand tall by choosing to listen to good music. Brianne R., intern. I will stand tall by being brave and optimistic. Jan P., managing editor. I will stand tall by showing kindness and love to others and being a friend to all. Carrie K., administrative assistant. I will stand tall by being a good example. Linda D., volunteer. Send us your feet. See how on page 39.
Other contributors are Autumn P., age 11, Idaho, USA. Brigham P., age 11, Belgium. Sonia G., R., age 5, Bulacan, Philippines. Parker B., age 7, Illinois, USA. Note, find more art online at childart.lds.org. End of show and tell.
Friend to Friend. From an interview with Sister Linda S. Reeves, Second Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency, by Linda Davies. Alvera Street. When I was 10, my family had a big family reunion. We visited a place called Alvera Street in California, USA. My cousins and I walked around together and looked at everything. There were craft shops, places to eat, and lots of fun things to do. I stopped to watch a glass blower. He was creating all kinds of beautiful shapes. After a while, I looked around and couldn't see any of my family. The more I searched, the more scared I became. I couldn't even find a police officer to help me. I knew I had to do something. Then a thought came to my mind. I would pray to Heavenly Father. I found a quiet place and asked Heavenly Father to help me. I asked to see someone from my family who would take me home. When I finished my prayer, I had a feeling that I should wait on the sidewalk. I waited for almost 2 hours. Meanwhile, my family had all left. My parents weren't worried because they thought I was with one of my uncles. My uncles weren't worried either because they thought I was with my parents. When they counted everyone, they realized that someone was missing. Me! My dad got in the car and drove right back to Alvera Street. He looked all over for me. Finally, he saw me waiting on the sidewalk. He stopped the car and gave me a great big hug. I remember this very clearly. Even though I was scared and afraid, in my heart, I was peaceful and calm. I felt Heavenly Father's comforting spirit. I knew my dad would come. I knew Heavenly Father was watching and protecting me.
Prayer in the Godhead. When Sister Reeves was scared, she prayed to Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost helped her feel better. When we pray, all three members of the Godhead can help us. We pray to our Father in heaven because we are His children. He created us, and He wants us to talk with Him. He is always ready to hear and answer our prayers. Jesus Christ taught us to pray in His name. See 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 19. When we do, we can remember how much He loves us. The Holy Ghost helps us feel peace and comfort from Heavenly Father and Jesus. He helps us know that Heavenly Father is listening to our prayers. End of the story, Alvera Street, read by Maya Reinmond and Charlene Stewart.
Conference quote cards. Here are some of our favorite quotes from October 2015 General Conference. Bravely let your light shine for all to see. President Thomas S. Monson, be an example and a light. Christ is always near, waiting and willing to help. Elder M. Russell Ballard, God is at the helm. Smile, this small action can help. Elder Hugo Montoya, tested and tempted, but helped. Life is a gift. God has a plan for each one of us. Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, discovering the divinity within. End of Conference Quote Cards, read by Van Farnworth.
Music, I can play it. If I listen with my heart. Words and Music by Sally DeFord. Copyright 2015 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated, all rights reserved. This song may be copied for incidental, non-commercial home and church use. This notice must be included on each copy made. If I had been a little child when Jesus lived on earth, I would have liked to walk with Him and listen to His words. But as I search the Scriptures, I can hear His words of peace. I hear a living prophet speak the things that Christ would say if He were here upon the earth to talk with me today. The prophet teaches how to live in righteousness and peace. I feel the Holy Spirit as He teaches truth and right. He comforts me in times of need. He testifies of Christ. He speaks to me in quiet ways that fill my soul with peace. And if I listen with my heart, I hear the Savior's voice. Watch a sing-along video for this song at children.lds.org. Click on Videos. End of the section, Music. If I listen with my heart. Words and Music by Sally DeFord.
For older kids, Savannah the Engineer by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Every good gift cometh of Christ. Moroni chapter 10, verse 18.
Savannah, have you thought about helping build the battery-powered car?
Mr. Murdoch asked.
You could compete in the engineering fair.
Savannah looked at her science teacher. She never thought she was very good at science, but maybe it would be fun to join the team building the car.
Do you think I'd be good at it?
Savannah asked. Mr. Murdoch smiled.
Well, I can tell that you are sharp and have a unique way of looking at things. That's just what the team needs. Why don't you come to the team meeting today?
Savannah promised to think about it. During lunch, Savannah told her friends about Mr. Murdoch's suggestion.
Do you really want to do that?
Amber asked.
It sounds pretty boring.
I don't know,
Savannah said.
My grandpa's an engineer, and I think it's interesting.
It'll just be more schoolwork for you to do,
Tess said. Amber nodded.
Totally. Hey, why don't you come downtown with us after school? My mom's driving us.
No thanks,
Savannah said.
The team meeting is after school, and I want to go.
Savannah knew her friends didn't understand why she would pick building a car over shopping, but she wanted to try it. After school, Savannah went to Mr. Murdoch's classroom. During the team meeting, Savannah got more and more excited. Designing and building a car sounded really cool. But as Savannah walked home, she remembered what Amber had said. What if it was boring? What if she got too busy with the car to see her friends? What if they stopped liking her?
I really wanted to join the team,
Savannah told Mom that night.
But Amber and Tess think it will be boring.
Well, why do you want to join?
Mom asked. Savannah thought for a minute.
I want to know how things work, and maybe I want to be an engineer like Grandpa.
Those sound like good reasons to me,
Mom said. They sounded like good reasons to Savannah, too. Still, she worried about her friends.
There will be lots of times when your friends say one thing, but you think another. It's important to base your choices on what you feel is right.
That night, Savannah thought a lot. She asked Heavenly Father for help making her choice. Eventually, she decided what she would do. She felt peaceful and excited. The next day, Savannah talked to Mr. Murdoch.
I decided to join the team,
she said.
You'll spend a lot of time here after school.
I know. I'm looking forward to it.
For the next month, the team met twice a week. Savannah volunteered to come up with a design for the car. After hours of drawing and throwing away ideas, she finally had one for the team to build. She loved working on this project. Even when she wasn't working on it, she was still thinking about the car and how they could improve it. The day of the fair, the car was ready. Savannah hadn't been able to spend as much time with Amber and Tess, and it had been scary to try something new. But she was glad she had joined the team. Maybe it wasn't the popular choice, but for Savannah, it was the right one. She imagined Jesus smiling at her. He hadn't always made popular choices either, but they were always the right ones. After testing more than 50 entries, the judges awarded Savannah's team second place. She couldn't wait for next year's fair. She already had a few ideas. The author lives in Colorado, USA. End of the story, Savannah the Engineer, by Jane McBride Choate. Read by Kate Strongen.
Celebrating you. Heavenly Father created you as a girl or as a boy for a divine purpose and has also given you talents and interests. Whether you're a girl or a boy, you can like lots of different things. Gender is an essential characteristic of individual, premortal, mortal, and eternal identity and purpose. The family, a proclamation to the world. End of the section, Celebrating You, read by David Shaw.
Fun stuff, engineering fun. Have you read about Savannah the Engineer yet? See page 34. Designing and building things is a great way to use the incredible mind Heavenly Father has given you. Here's a cool project to make with your family. After you finish it, keep going and try something else. Maybe a rubber band powered car? Be sure to get an adult's help. Paper airplane launcher. You'll need a wooden board, hammer and nails, one large rubber band or several smaller bands connected, a paper clip, and your favorite paper airplane. Step 1. Hammer 2 nails into the end of a flat board, as shown. Place the nails at least 6 inches or 15 centimeters wider than the widest part of your paper airplane. Step 2. Connect the rubber bands between the nails. Step 3. Tape a partly unfolded paper clip on the tip of your airplane as shown. Step 4. Hook the clip over the rubber band, pull back, and launch. Flight school. Part of engineering is finding out what works best. Once you've built your launcher, experiment. What kinds of paper airplanes fly the fastest? Which ones go the straightest? The farthest? For an extra challenge, try hanging hula hoops to fly your airplanes through. End of this month's Engineering Fun, read by Ethan Nelson.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's installment of Matt and Mandy, Mandy is competing in a soccer match. As Mandy dribbles the ball down the field, a girl from the other team runs up and steals the ball away from her. Mandy thinks to herself,
"Boy, I hope I don't go up against her again."
The next day in church, the bishop standing at the pulpit says,
"We have a new family in the ward. Would the Johnson family please stand for a moment?"
As Mandy looks over to the new family, she recognizes the girl as the one who stole the ball from her in the soccer game. The girl also recognizes Mandy. To be continued. End of this episode of Matt and Mandy.
Stop and flip. Through your eyes. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph. 1. Fill out the form below and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, boy or girl, state, province, country. I give my permission to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to use my child's submission and photo on the church websites and social media platforms, as well as for church reports, print products, video, publications, and training materials. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian.
Through your eyes. Heavenly Father blesses me with beautiful creations, such as this butterfly. He creates beautiful things to make us happy and remind us of Him. Adam T., age 9, Minnesota, USA.
The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, a boy has brought his dog to school, who is seated in the desk next to him, dressed as a student. While his other classmate looks on suspiciously, the boy whispers to his dog,
"Don't worry, Porkchop. Just pretend you're visiting from out of town."
End of Stop and Flip.
For parents of little ones, it's bedtime. How does your little one react to those words? With wailing and flailing? Or with relative cooperation? A lot depends on the three C's of bedtime. Comfort. A favorite book, a primary song, a scripture verse, time to snuggle, a prayer. All these can send the message, you are loved. Heavenly Father is watching over you. Connecting. Bedtime can be a time to hold your child close, look into her eyes, and really connect. Consistency. When children know just what happens at bedtime, and that it happens every night, they can even learn to cooperate and take responsibility.
Four tips for a happy bedtime routine. Decide when bedtime should be. Allow about 11 hours of sleep for little ones. Read Happy Faces on page FJ2 and make the bedtime chart on page FJ3 with your child. Have your child help put together a special bedtime basket with a book, scriptures, and other items to use just at bedtime. Work backward, allotting a time for each step. Your routine might start with bath time at 6:30 p.m. and end with lights out at 8 o'clock. Stick to these times consistently. You can give verbal clues like, "Now it's time for a bath," to let your child know the routine has begun. Sweet dreams! End of the article for Parents of Little Ones, read by Van Farnworth.
Bright idea! Thank thee God for everything. A Song of Thanks, Children's Songbook, number 20. End of this month's Bright Idea, read by Scott Moore.
Book of Mormon Stories, Nephi's Family Crosses the Ocean. Nephi's family traveled in the wilderness for 8 years. At last they came to a beautiful place. It was near the sea, and it had lots of fruit and honey to eat. Everyone was so happy. But their journey was not over. Heavenly Father told Nephi to build a ship. He showed Nephi how it should look. He promised the ship would take them to a wonderful new land. First, Nephi made tools. Then he started building. Nephi's brothers, Laman and Lemuel, complained. They didn't believe he could build a ship. Nephi knew their family could trust Heavenly Father. When the ship was finished, Nephi's family began their ocean journey. One day, Laman and Lemuel got angry with Nephi and tied him up. A big storm came and blew the ship back. The brothers repented, and Nephi guided the ship safely on its way. Finally, Nephi's family reached the shores of a new land. Nephi and his family were happy because they knew Heavenly Father led them there. Heavenly Father always keeps his promises. Watch Book of Mormon Stories about Nephi and his family at friend.lds.org. Click on Scripture Stories. End of Book of Mormon Stories, Nephi's Family Crosses the Ocean, read by Kate Strongen.
You Are Special by Jill Hacking, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Emma ran into the living room. It was time for family home evening. "Kyle is going to a new school," Daddy said, "so I am going to give him a father's blessing." "I will give you a blessing too, Emma." "A blessing is a way for Heavenly Father to tell you things he wants to hear," Mommy said. First, it was Kyle's turn. He sat in a chair. He folded his arms and closed his eyes. Daddy put his hands on Kyle's head. Emma folded her arms too. Daddy said Kyle's full name. He said he was blessing him by the power of the priesthood. Then he said, "I bless you that you'll be able to do well at school." "What will Heavenly Father tell me?" Emma wondered as she listened to the rest of the blessing. Soon Daddy said, "Okay, Emma, it's your turn." He helped her climb onto the chair. She folded her arms. She closed her eyes tight. Daddy put his hands on her head. He said lots of happy things in the blessing. Emma felt like she was getting a big warm hug. "In the name of Jesus Christ, amen," Daddy said. He took his hands off her head. "What do you remember from your blessing?" Mommy asked. "Daddy said that Heavenly Father thinks I'm special," Emma said. She felt warm in her heart. She knew it was true. Mommy smiled. "You are special," she said, "and Heavenly Father loves you." "Question for you. When have you felt Heavenly Father's love?" End of the article, You Are Special, read by Kara McClellan.